Okay, what are we talking about, Adulting? Okay, I have to like switch my brain over.
Yeah, okay, we're talking about adulting, which, God. Okay. So, adulting, okay. Why did I just get sad?
Oh, that's the reality of adulting, guys. Don't grow up.
Trap.
So you guys
Okay.
have come on this journey with us through our childhood, high school, college, and now it's just gonna go downhill, and we're gonna talk about being adults. So welcome to our next episode.
This call is now being recorded.
Katie, 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 Katie.
Bill, Bill.
I thought they were fixed. They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's
he can
next?
Kind of, we're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie
and Candace, and this is,
well,
we tried.
Oh,
I don't think that'll ever not be awkward.
Candace, 10 out of 10. How do you like being an adult?
Fucking hate it. I'm just kidding. Actually, okay, and I can know people like say like, oh, adulting's so hard. I agree. Like, there's some parts of being adult that I'm like, oh God, like this really sucks. Like, can't I just have my mom do it for me? But like, honestly, I would rather be an adult than be a child.
Yeah, then have to deal with like silly childhood high school problem.
Yeah, not saying that doesn't follow you into adulthood, but like, it's easier to deal with it because you can literally, it's the best thing. So like in high school, if you have like high school drama, you can't be like, oh, this is such high school drama because you're in high school. But when you're an adult, you can be like, oh, this is such high school drama. And then like that be like the end of the drama because
yeah,
you call it
you
out.
Get to go, you're being so childish.
Yeah. So. I meet 8-year-olds who are like, you're being so childish. Like, okay, I'm a child. But adulting, I would say I would read it like, I think because I'm a young adult still, like I'm only 23, turning 24 in like a few weeks. Woohoo. I would say like I'm still learning. Like, I feel like, okay, actually this is the breakdown for me. Okay. Everyone becomes an adult because that's a legal age, like that's an age, but not everybody is grown up. To me, it's okay. Different. So, like, I'm adulting, yes, because I'm an adult and I'm, like, living my life. But, like, I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm, like, a grown-up yet. Because, like, to me, a grown-up, like, when you're a kid, you think of a grown-up as, oh, like, mom and dad, and they have a job, and they drive a, you know, like, you think, like, as an established adult, you think of as a grown-up. And, like, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm established. I'm, like, figuring that out yet, still.
Yes. Kind of, like, I guess, like, self-sufficient. Like, being able to take care of yourself.
That's actually exactly it.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I was there at one point, and then I moved.
I mean,
so I'm an old adult. I'm almost 30.
You're not almost 30, Katie.
Almost closer than you are.
Well, because you're older than me. Not with you. Okay, you guys, Katie is not almost 30.
I'm 26.
That's still not, like, I feel like you have to be like 29 or 28 to say you're almost 30.
Okay.
You're still
young.
You
know, really though, I'm 26, but like I feel like I'm 23 still. Like I feel like that's just the age I'm stuck at. And like not really like in a negative way. I mean, maybe it has negative points to it. Like, maybe I'm immature sometimes. I don't know. But I feel like just, like, mentally, I feel a lot younger. And I had, like, when I'm reminded that I'm 26, I'm like, what? Like, I'm almost done with my 20s. Yeah, I'm, like, halfway through.
Yeah. I don't think it helps that you, like, talk to me on a daily basis, and I am
23. Yeah. And really, like, I don't want to be in my 30s. But, like, I'm at a point where it's, like, it's inevitable. So, I just want to be in my 30s already just so, like, I stop dreading it coming.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that before.
That way I can just be, like, okay, I'm 30. Like, that's it. Done. Like, I don't have to worry stress anymore.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to be 30 for the rest of my life. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there comes the 40s and the 50s. And blah. But.
And you die.
But I think with 30, at least it is for me personally, it's so hard. I think 20s are just hard. There's so much pressure to do things in your 20s.
That is like, 100% correct.
Stuff out, but you have all this pressure to like go and like travel or like do all these crazy new things that you've never like done before that like just is not acceptable when you're 30 and over. And like, there's like pressure on like not wasting your 20s.
No, that's like, and it's honestly very like two-sided, because they're like, the older generation's like, oh, you're 20, you're young, like have fun, like explore. And then also they're like, are you not married? Are you not going to date? Like, are you not going to start a family? And it's like, bitch, what do you want me to do? Explore Europe or get married? Like, make up your mind, please, because you're confusing me.
Yeah, no, exactly. The other, like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, I saw this thing. I think it was like a video on TikTok or something. And she was talking about, this is awful, by the time you turn 25, you have a 25% chance of getting pregnant. And I was like, those are very low odds. I was like, whatever. Like, I just, like, after that, I just kind of had this, like, I don't care anymore kind of attitude. Because it's like, all the pressure's gone because I have such a low chance at this point. Like, there's no going back.
You know what I mean? I'm just not going to be a mom. I'm just going to be a cool aunt.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, okay, like the pressure's not there anymore because I know it's going to be like super hard to get pregnant. So whatever.
Which, and you know what's so interesting too is like they didn't do a study. What the fuck is on TikTok? on TikTok, they did a study and no, it was a TikTok and it was this older couple. I was telling my mom about this. It was this older couple who was like complaining about the younger generation, like the millennials and younger, mm-hmm. Like not having kids and like not like, you know, whatever. And this girl duetted it and was like, oh, because in the thingy, the old couple was talking about like, you know, we had kids and we were young and like, yes, it's hard. And yes, he had to get a job. And they kind of just started like enabling all these like bad things that they had to do. And then like, but it's so rewarding and it's a blessing, blah, blah, blah. Like you guys are just like taking away from your own, blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so this girl was like, you literally just named all the reasons as to why a millennial and like a Gen Z like do not want to have kids. And it's not because they're like, oh, like I don't want kids, I'm too cool for kids. I just think that we understand like, being an adult now is different from being an adult like years ago, and like being an adult now, there's so much to it. And it's like, me personally, I would not want to bring a child into what is happening right now, not even just in the climate of the world, but just like what's happening in my life. Like I know there are young moms and parents and like that. I'm not trying to say like if you're a young parent, like I'm not trying to say anything like that, but like I just know like where I am right now in my life. Like I don't want to have to do all those things that she was listing off. Like, I don't want to do that. And it was almost like they're saying like, well, we did it, so you have to do it. It's like, no, bitch, you did it. And now I don't want to do it because you know, but I think now like adulting now is so much different from adulting then. And things like starting a family and all that, like it's getting pushed back later, like into your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, because also on the flip side, you have people who are like getting married in college, and I'm like, where the fuck do you find these people at? Like, I know.
Have you talked to people in your class?
You met him in class? Like, you like sat next to him? You talked to him? Oh shit!
You know, that's kind of ironic because you're talking about a couple who's like complaining about how our young generations aren't having kids or getting married young, but then you also have the same generation who complain when girls do get married like right out of high school or have babies. You know what I mean? Like, oh, she's only 18 or she's only 19, she's so young, blah blah blah. I'm just like, what do you want from us?
Honestly, there's no satisfying. It's just I think though too, I mean, we talked about this a little bit in our millennial like episode that we also have that you guys can go find. I do not remember the episode. It's in season one. but like, I think just there's too many differences with the generation.
Yeah.
That there's just no, you just have to be happy with or satisfied with not satisfying the older generation.
Yeah.
And I think like, that's honestly, a millennial in general, and just like being an adult right now, like me and you, like our age, like I think we've become very content with just making ourselves happy. Like obviously not being selfish, but like we are looking out for our happiness.
Yeah.
And figuring out what that is before we do anything else.
Well, and also you have to like, it's just a good reminder, like don't compare your timeline to like say like your parents' timeline, because there was a point, several point like times in college when my best friend and I would we would constantly go like, oh, at our age my mom already had two kids, or our age my mom was like married with a kid on the way, you know, like that kind of thing. It's like, don't compare yourself to like where your parents were at your age.
Yeah,
because they didn't have the internet, so they had nothing else better to do. I'm just kidding.
We didn't have K-pop, which you can go listen to our first K-pop episode at The Stands Next Door. It's a new podcast that we have coming out, and that was a shameless plug, but like whatever, because we're the boss and we can do that. So
the first episode's already out, so go give it a listen.
Yeah, it's really good. And like honestly guys, come on, like, stop it right now, go support.
Our K-pop episode was the most popular one, so we listened to High Demand. We made a whole podcast on it.
Oh my gosh. anywho, back to adulting. What is the biggest expectation that you had when you were little becoming adult, and like is that the reality of what it was?
Biggest expectation? I guess I think it's like the go to college, immediately find a job right after 4 years of college, live on your own.
Yeah.
Be happy. And then eventually find, like, start a family. You know? Yeah. That's not any of my reality.
That's pretty much mine, too, like, a T. I really was like, oh, when I'm an adult, like, I at one point was like, I want to have all my kids by, like, 26, so I can, like,
yeah,
not, you know, because when I'm, you know, 16, 26 sounds so fucking far away that I'm like, oh, I would definitely be financially stable and, you know, like, wrong. All wrong.
Did we know we spent all of our life savings on college?
Yeah. And I honestly did think, like, it was really weird. Like, when I graduated from college, it was kind of like when it was my senior year, I was very... like, did I just do college? Is this it? Is this what I did? It wasn't like this big, like, oh my God. And for some people it is, because for some people, like, they had every odd stacked against them, and like, you know yeah, the whole story. But for me, I was just very anticlimactic. Like, I was like, what, okay, like, what are you now? Like, I guess I did that. And I even told my mom, like, a few months ago, I graduated college. Like, I'm done with school, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, I don't feel the way I thought I would feel when I was in middle school. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna graduate college. And like, you know, all this, I just didn't feel any of that. And that was the biggest like expectation for me, was college was gonna be this great thing. And like you said, I was gonna graduate, immediately get a job, immediately, like within a few years, work up the corporate ladder, and somehow by the grace of God, be like, way high up there in a, you know, executive position and making all this money and it's like flying everywhere. I'm like, bitch, sit down. Like, you need to pay your student loan off. And then, like, yeah, there's just so much more that I didn't think about when I was a kid that I'm like, oh,
shit. Well, and like, there's always kind of like that picture painted also that even from like a young age, you're supposed to like know what you want to do when you grow up.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to know in high school, you're supposed to know as you go into college and as you're going through college. And when you graduate college, you're like expected to have this idea of like, okay, what are you going to do? Like, what's going to be like the one job you choose right now for like the rest of your life? And yeah, I didn't know any of that. I remember in like middle school, I think is when I first started thinking like, what do I want to like do for the rest of my life? And I was like, ah, don't worry about it. Like, you've got all of high school to like figure it out. And I still don't know. Like, I still have no idea. And I feel like that's okay. But I feel like, at least with me, like, it's just ingrained. Like, you have to know.
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't know. Like, it's okay if you don't really quite have it figured out yet.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I think it's kind of scary to be a kid and be like, I want to do this. And then, like, your whole life you dedicate it towards that. And then you end up hating it. Like, that honestly would be, like, a terrible fear of mine.
Yeah.
Of, like, wanting to do something my whole life and, like, being, like, groomed into doing whatever it is that job is or whatever. And then graduating, getting the degree, and then, like, going, you know, to that dream job and then being like, I absolutely hate this shit. Like, I don't want to do this. That would be, I would be, like, terrified. And that's why, I mean, I got my degree in marketing. I feel like I'm kind of using that, honestly. And I also, guys, I also do have a side business. It's Real Digital Marketing and Virtual Assisting. If you guys are ever needing some, like, digital marketing work done, like, definitely hit me up. Just saying. Okay. Sorry. And it would be, like, such a big fear of mine. Like, if I went to, like, med school and paid all the money and did all of that and then, like, freaking hated being a doctor. Like, I don't know. Like, I would be like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, there's like, that, he's like an actor comedian. He was in The Hangover. Kim Jong, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He was a doctor. And I remember, I think I watched his stand up and he was talking about how he like went through med school. He became a whole doctor and like did all of it. And when he finally like was an established doctor, he like told his dad, he's like, okay, I did it. I became a doctor. Now I'm going to go do what I want to do. And he just quit and became like a comedian and actor.
That's like the biggest boss move ever.
I know. And like, luckily for him, like, he was really successful, like, because he knew that's what he really wanted to do.
Yeah.
But like, that's so sad. It's like, he worked so hard. Like, you're saying, like, a doctor, like, that's hard and that's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And he did all of that knowing that's not what he really wanted to do.
All because of his parents, too, or his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what like, expected of him.
Adulting is like such a, and honestly, too, like, I sometimes hate using the word adulting because, again, it's, like, I know that's, like, the common phrase, like, oh, like, I can't adult today, or, like, oh, like, I can't. And sometimes that phrase isn't, like, 100% sit right with me. But, like, I think just the task that you now have to take on that you didn't before, that you didn't realize that you'd have to take on, like, that's the whole concept of, like, I guess, adulting. Hold on, my cat is currently deciding to use the litter box and is like throwing her litter around. Give me 1 second. May, Chloe, hey, you don't need to do that. Oh my god, hold on, I'm so sorry.
She's taking a shit on adulting right now.
Oh, Chloe, you're not even scratching the litter, you're literally scratching your box. That is the wall of your box. That's not. Sometimes
cats don't really care if they're actually covering up. They're just doing the instinctual effort of doing it, you know?
She's literally scrubbing her walls. Like, that's, like, the top of the box. Like, she's not even touching the litter. Like, she's scratching the plastic.
The litter's dirty. Why would she touch it?
Chloe, baby, come here. Look. Yeah, little hope. Okay. Sorry.
So what would be your piece of advice to somebody who, like, is an adult now and, like, things just didn't pan out the way they always thought it would be? They always thought it would.
I mean, I can't really give up too much of adult advice because I'm 23, like, I'm still learning. But I think that, I know it's really cheesy to say, like, everything happens for a reason. I know that people hear that all the time. But my biggest advice, like, to someone who, like, had their adult life planned out and it's just not going the right way is, like, really, like, okay, like, first of all, take a deep breath, but also, like, think deep about why you think your life is going in a certain path. And I don't want to get super religious because I know not everyone has the same religion. But in my belief, I know that, and I do believe in God, I'm Christian. I do believe that we can write our plans in pencil, but then we give God the eraser. And, like, whatever it is that he has planned for us might not be what we have planned for ourselves, but whatever he has planned for us is just going to be way better and way much more of a blessing than whatever we could even think of for ourselves. And so in my, like, I am a huge control freak. And so I had to learn, like, when things didn't go my way, as far as, like, college and getting a job and all that, like, I had to learn, like, okay, what is it that I'm needing to do? Whether it's, what is it that they need to work on? Or maybe the job that I wanted right out of college wasn't going to be good for me, whether it's for my spiritual health, my mental health, my physical health. Like, what is it that, why am I heading in the direction that I'm heading? And I now, instead of thinking, like, why am I not on this path? I'm thinking, like, why am I on this path? Like, I'm not on that path. I get that. Like, so what is the reason for me to be on this path?
Like,
this
change path? Your focus.
Yeah. So instead of looking at what you don't have, look at what you do have and focus on what you do have and grow that, instead of, like, oh, I should be, you know, a mom by now. I should be at this job. Yeah, okay. But, like, why is it that you're not? What is it that needs to happen in order for that to happen for you? Or does that even need to happen for you? Or is that some dream that you're chasing for someone else? Like, that might not be your dream and you're, you know, telling yourself that, but that's not what you need to be doing, you know?
Yeah, like, instead of thinking of where your path could have taken you, think about where your path is taking you now.
Yeah. That would be, like, my biggest advice is to don't beat yourself up over it not going the way you want it to, because, I mean, sad reality, you can't control your life. Like, you control aspects of your life, but you can't control the way the outside factors play in your life.
Yeah, and you can't plan life. Like, I think as a society, we've, like, painted this whole college job kind of, like, dream, but, like, that's not, like, the only answer to life.
Yeah. Yeah, it really isn't.
Life, like, any way you want.
Me and you didn't go and, like, take a podcasting class and, like, any of this digital content creator class, but, like, we're finding so much joy and so much fulfillment out of doing this. And I know, like, right now it's kind of a hobby, but, like, we are, like, we're growing our stuff and we're thinking of all these new different paths that we can take this hobby that we have right now. And honestly, guys, we are slowly but surely, you know, building up our brand and also, like, our advertisement and, like, things like that. And, like, this is something that I would have never dreamed of, but I am so happy doing this. And I don't know if I would feel this type of happiness if I would have gotten that job right out of college.
Like, you needed to not take that job.
Yeah. So I just think, like, take a deep breath. Like, everyone, like, you can't control it all. That's just it. Like, that's the whole point of adulting. You can't control it all. You can control, like, what you do physically, like your body, but, like, you can't control how people treat you. You can't control how things are handed out in life. Like, you just can't control that stuff. And so, like, why beat yourself up over it instead of figuring out what path are you on and how do you make that great? How do you make that your path?
And remember, if you're in, like, a situation currently and you just, like, aren't happy where you are in your life at the moment, it's, like, find what you can learn from it regardless. I mean, last fall, I was working as a host at Applebee's, and I was miserable. Like, I felt awful about it, but it was like, okay, like, what can I take from this job and, like, this job experience and, like, everything, everyone I meet and everything that, like, what can I learn from it? But then also realize, like, you still have the power, no matter what, to change your life and, like, to change your situation.
Yeah.
Like, you aren't just stuck, you know? You may feel stuck, but you're not stuck.
Yeah. You're not stuck. You have the power to unstick yourself. Mm-hmm. Sounds weird.
Unstick yourself.
Just unstick yourself, okay? Gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Adulting, quote unquote, adulting is, like, inevitable and it happens. It's literally, like, you get older. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but, like, you have a birthday and then you become, like, a year older. And I think it's the fun. Like, it's fun. Like, I love birthdays because I like the idea of getting older, because I feel like that's a whole year of knowledge that I gained, like, that I didn't know when I was 22. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and, like, things like that. I understand the whole, like, I don't want to get old. Like, I get that, too. And I'm also on that boat, like, ugh, I don't, like, want to be old. But at the same time, like, hell yeah. Because I can't even wait to see, like, what I'm like when I'm 30. Like,
yeah.
What wisdom I have, what stories I have and memories. Like, I'm super pumped for it. And I feel like adulting doesn't have to be this very daunting thing and, like, very, like, ugh. Like, I have to, like, it should be, like, such an exciting thing. Like, it's an exciting time. Like, you're learning how to, like, be a productive member of society. Like, that's pretty exciting. Like, you don't, it's funny, the people who complain about adulting also complain about, like, other adults who don't adult. And it's like, I don't understand. Like, you're upset that you have to be an adult, but then you get upset at the other people who don't want to be an adult. Like, it's almost like you're complaining about yourself. Like what you're saying when you're like, I'm just not gonna adult, and then you're like, oh, I hate this person. Why do they? And it's like, that's you. You are that person. Like, you.
Yeah.
Adulting should be this, like, main thing.
You're gonna get old no matter what. So, like, you can either get old and be miserable about it, or you can get old and just enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a quote, actually. I was on Facebook and a friend of mine had shared this quote, and it said something along the lines of, like, it was like a reminder that you haven't met all the people that you will love in your life. And I was like, wow, like, just think about it. Like, as you get older, more, like, new people are going to come into your life.
That's, like, so true.
You know, like, there's so many new people to enter your life and so many new experiences and so many new lessons to come, but you have to get older. You have to adult and get there.
Wow. You know? That is, like, so 100% true. I just didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, wow. Dang, that just, like, blew my mind. I don't know what to say.
So just, like, don't stress about it. Honestly.
This is the two girls making a podcast.
Constantly stress. No. I get, like, where the stress comes from, because sometimes I feel like in my life I'm just like, okay, like, I'm inching closer to being 30, and, like, I'm at a point right now. I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm in a different place than I was when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have somewhat of a little bit of a better idea, and, like, so much can happen within a year. So it's like, what could happen in 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just give it time. Just enjoy where you are, because you're never going to be there again. And take what you could, like, take advantage of what you can, and then just look for, like, positively look forward to the future.
Mm-hmm. Snaps.
And then find a time machine and go back in the past. No, just kidding.
Keep reliving your childhood, because that's honestly the best time of your life. Okay.
Honestly.
But, I mean, to talk about someone who I feel like does a pretty good job at adulting.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think she does a good job at adulting. I know she does a good job at adulting, but also she has, like, this really good, like, boundary of, like, being an adult, but, like, being her age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that would be this week's Bossess Bitch of the Week, which is our lovely friend, dear friend, Miss Kelsey Hernandez.
She really does with the adulting thing, because I always felt like she was older than me, just because she kind of comes across with, like, that kind of, like, level of maturity, but mm-hmm. she's younger than me.
She's younger than you?
Yeah. She's, like, a couple of years younger. I think she's, like, 2 years younger than me. One or two.
I think she's 25.
Okay, so maybe she's just a year younger than me.
But still, I wouldn't, that's, wow.
Yeah.
So for those who are listening, I know there's people who are listening who do know Kelsey. But for those who are listening who don't know Kelsey, she is a wonderful spirit, honestly. Mm-hmm. But we're not. She's a wonderful spirit. She's a, like, very mature when you meet Kelsey. Like, she's someone that you would think, like, oh yeah, she definitely like has her shit figured out. She is a kindergarten teacher, so bless her soul, because one, I have nothing but love and respect for any teacher, because you think your child is bad at home, okay, let them be around 25 other kids that are the exact same age as them and feed off each other's energy and one teacher in the room, like, okay. Yeah.
Plus she's doing it over Zoom, so.
Yeah, and she's doing it over Zoom, which I go to her house often now that I moved back, and I asked her, like, you know, how are you doing, like, with your, like, with your parents? And, like, she's just, she's who I would want my kids to go to for a kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that she really cares for the success of her students. And it's not just a job passionate. To her. Like, she loves helping her students. She just loves helping people in general. But, like, you could tell she loves what she does. And it shows in her efforts, especially during times like this, where, like, some teachers are like, yeah, you know, just check in, or yeah, you know, turn it in. Like, she goes above and beyond. And mm-hmm. is, like, calling the parents and setting up meetings and stuff like that to make sure that the students are on track with what they should be learning. She's just amazing human. But she also, like, when I met her, I was 18 years old, and she has definitely played a huge factor, along with Katie, but, like, has played a huge factor in, like, being one of the first few, like, adults that aren't, like, my parents or my parents', like, friends that I've seen, yeah. like, you know, in my life. Like, she was, what, 2020?
Yeah.
Something like that. And so, like, to me, like, seeing her, like, do these things, I'm like, oh, that's how you do that. Like, that's how you do that. And mm-hmm. She's one of the first women that, like, I kind of was able to, like, hang out with that. I was like, oh, shoot, like, she, you know, makes her own doctor's appointments, and she does this, and she, you know, and so, like, when I say she's one of the most adultiest adults I know, it's not in the sense of, like, she's no fun or she's boring. It's just in the sense of, like, she knows how to take care of herself, and she knows how to, like, she's just doing it. Like, she's, I don't know how to say. You guys know
what I'm saying. She's responsible. Like, she understands, like, responsibility. And even, like, you're saying, when we met, like, she was, like, 19, I think, when we met. I think I was just 20. Like, we were young. But I felt like I said, I thought she was older than me, because she just, like, she was more responsible. She had, like, this, the way she carried herself and the way she, like, took care of things. I was just like, oh, yeah. Dang. Like,
honestly, she had it together. I think that's it. I think it's just the way she carries herself. Like, mm-hmm. she, I know, because no one has it all figured out, so I'm not going to say, like, oh, she has it all figured out. Like, no one has it all figured out. But she carries herself in a way that it would make you think, like, okay, like, like, Kelsey has it figured out. Like, she knows what she's mm-hmm. doing. And, like, that's, honestly, that's what I want in life. I want someone to look at me and be like, oh, Candace, yeah, she's got it figured out. Like,
she knows what she's doing. And Kelsey, she, like, will just keep pushing forward. Like, if she goes through a time where there's just, like, things aren't great or whatever, like, she's just going to continue to push forward and work hard towards greatness, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's overall just, like, an amazing human being. And I'm, like, super happy that she's one of the first, like, major, like, role models that I had when I, like, joined sorority. Also, this is when I moved to Alaska. Because so far, she's given me no reason to not view her as a good role model. Like, she's been, I mean, she makes mistakes, but everyone makes mistakes. But the difference is Kelsey, like, learns from her mistakes. And hardly ever does she make the same mistake twice.
Yeah.
So, I love her. I love you, Kelsey. I don't know if you, like, listen to our podcast, which you should if you don't. But if you guys know Kelsey, just, like, send her some love, you know, especially, like, during this hard time. She's a kindergarten teacher. Come on. You guys see how hard it is for, like, just regular kids going to school? Like, imagine a 5-year-old who doesn't even know anything about school having to learn about school through a computer screen.
Yeah. And teachers are hard. It's hard for teachers because they're so limited and they just want the best for your children.
Yeah. So,
and they're doing what they can, guys. So
send her some love. Send all the teachers love. If you know a teacher in your life, like, say, like, hey, like, thank you so much for teaching through Zoom. Like, you're awesome. Like,
tell them Candace and Katie told me to tell you you're great.
Yeah.
From Woke We Tried podcast. You should go check it out. Here's their Instagram.
At Woke We Tried. I'm so sorry, you guys. My cat is choosing right now to be the most active she's ever been in her entire existence.
But that's life, guys. That's adulting. You can't predict these things.
I know. I just can't. But But
that is our episode for the day.
Yeah, that's our episode. And I'm just going to do a little shameless plug real quick. I know I talked about it earlier, but again, we just got to get it in there. Me and Katie have branched out, and we mm-hmm. are now under a studio, Daydream Media Studio. Mm-hmm. And we have a few other podcast projects that are underneath the studio as well. One being obviously this one. And then we have a K-pop podcast, The Stance Next Door, at The Stance Next Door on Instagram. And that's kind of where we talk about all things K-pop. So if you really hated that K-pop episode, just like, you know, maybe not.
Don't be mean. Just don't go to it.
Yeah. Don't be mean, but don't go to it, because then I will be mad at you. And then we also have another one, another podcast called Sinister Sisters, where we will be discussing true crime, urban legends, ghost stories, conspiracy theories, all that, like, all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that will be with me and one of our good friends, Amelia. She'll be making her podcast debut, as Katie mentioned. And so stay tuned for that one. That one's going to be really fun. And you can follow us on Instagram at XOXO Sinister Sisters, as well as the Daydream Instagram at Daydream Media Studio. So stay tuned for all of that. And to kind of wrap it up in all of a big, pretty bow, we have our website coming soon, so stay tuned for that, because that's going to basically be like the hub for all things that we do.
Easy to find for all of you guys there.
Yeah, you can find all of our episodes on there. You can find a blog. You can find each of the podcasts and their like sites, all of our Instagrams. Like, everything will be on that website. So we're very close to getting it done. Hopefully, shortly after this, you guys hear this episode, it'll be up and out, and you guys can go and do all of that. We've been working really, really hard on it, so any support is greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, we're super pumped. We're doing things. We're trying to do some big things, and we're really excited. So thank you guys for like staying on this journey with us.
Yeah, thanks guys. Next week we're gonna be talking about how to be old people, since I feel like that's the journey we're on. No, I'm just kidding.
We're gonna talk about being a senior citizen.
I think we got it down pat. I mean, I live with my grandma, so I think I know what I'm talking about.
I know a grandma, so I'm just kidding.
There you go. Done. No. Well, we hope to see you guys next week.
Yeah, stay tuned for all our stuff, and bye. Hope you have a good week.
Bye.
So if this episode made you laugh or smile, don't forget to show us some love and share us with your friends and family. If you want to help us out a little more, you can find a link to our listener support on our Instagram page. Podcasting is free, but running our brand isn't. So anything that helps us continue putting out amazing content for you would be greatly appreciated.
And you can always follow us on IG at Welp We Tried, Welp with an H, to stay up to date on future episodes and just anything like else that we have going on. If it's something you really want to hear us chat about, then slide into our DMs or just leave a comment under any post, and we'll see what we can do. Again, all the opinions in our podcast are just that, opinions. So if they match with yours, that's awesome. But if not,
well, we tried.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.